The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya, 9 5 9. How absolutely beautiful is that? Yes, Azana is the artist, and she is with us right now. Hello, Azana. I'm pleased I got you back.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been a bit of a mission because it's one of those days and times, but I'm so pleased that you could join us, especially because it's Women's Day. And I must start by saying Happy Women's Day, my sister.
Happy Women's Day to you too.
Yes, Azana, I wanted to start somewhere else, but because that song played first, Egoli, off your album Inkoma, tell us a little bit about Egoli.
So Egoli directly translates to Johannesburg. And when I wrote this song, I was just at the beginning of my journey when I was actually recording my album. And basically what the album is saying, what the song is saying is, I don't know what to do because indalim varashele, which means that there's no food on the table. All that I'm left to do is to hustle and to make my dreams come alive. So I've heard a lot of feedback with this song, and it's actually quite interesting to hear that it's a song that I made about me and my brother's journey, but it has become a part of so many people's lives. It has made people want to go to Joburg to go find a job,
yes,
or go to that interview or like start their own business. I've heard things like that. I've seen messages coming into my inbox saying, thank you for it, Gordy, because it's kind of like a fetch your life, you know?
Yes.
It was definitely a song that just made people want to achieve their goals.
That's so beautiful. And in fact, listening to your album, although I'm not fluent in Zulu and I'm not fluent in 90% of the languages that I play, but I knew that many of your songs had a message. Some of them obviously simply about love, and there's always, we can never sing about enough love or share enough love. But I noticed that, you know, your lyrics and the way you sing brings up different emotions in me. So where do you draw your source of inspiration?
I can never stop talking about love. I sometimes get into studio and I'm like, don't write about love, okay? Because I have so much love to give. The love that I talk about is love that is given to me and love that I give out. So I speak about things that I've been through most of the time.
Yes.
And if I haven't been through something, it's something that I desire. So I always write from things that I know from my life. For example, your love came from me getting a text message from someone that I loved, and then I got a message saying, I can't wait till I see you again. And I was like, oh my gosh, that could be a beautiful lyric. It just comes from life itself, the lyrics that I write. And I wrote it down and went to the mic and said, Bengi Jahide. You know, that's how it comes up.
Yes.
With songs from my album, like Ukumbule Kaya, which means don't forget where you come from. It's literally me being away from home and saying, I want to get back home. I'm homesick.
Yes.
So it all comes from my thoughts and life and things that I go through, basically.
Well, I think that authenticity definitely shows through in your work. Now, tell me a little bit about you, sort of how music came to you, and you know, when did you start to realize this is what I need to do?
How did music come to me? I actually remember being really young, and I always say this story because it will always stick with me. I remember being in care lot preschool, and I used to cut my clothes because I'm very interested in fashion, and I grew up watching Beyonce and seeing all the outfits that they used to put on stage, and I could just imagine myself there. So me loving music didn't only come with me loving the sound, but it was also me loving the way that I saw musicians that I looked up to dance and dress. So I always used to cut my clothes and lock myself in my room and look at myself in the mirror and start dancing.
Yes.
And start, like, you know, just feeling myself and expressing myself. And I saw that I actually became so happy whenever people whenever I was dancing. But then the only problem that I had was doing it in front of people. I was very anxious. And once I tap out of that, I want to do it more.
Yes.
So that's why I love music. It gives me a platform to express myself and get over my fears of always being to myself as well. So it's therapeutic. But I found out that I wanted to be a musician at the age of six. I loved what I saw on TV, and I wanted to express myself like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. You have such a purity to your voice, you know, and again, listening to your album, there is this purity of your voice, but at the same time, there's such a richness that I find it hard to believe that you recorded this album at the age of 19 or released it at 19.
I recorded this album when I think I had just finished my first year in varsity. And I was 19, and it's only just a year ago where we actually released it. But it's so, when I look back at it now, and when I hear people say what she just said, I'm very grateful for my mind and opportunity to get a platform where I can release music and people play my music on Metro FM, for example. You know, so it just makes me really happy.
Yes,
I'm grateful for my mind.
Yes, I think we're grateful as well. In fact, you've had such success from this album, and I want to talk more about it after the next song, as well as who you are working with. But this one is so beautiful. We've got to play it now. It's Uthando Lwangempele. Tell me where the roots of the song or the inspiration came from. Obviously about love.
Yes, it's about love. I get excited whenever I'm supposed to talk about Uthando Lwangempele because it comes from straight in the heart. And before I say more, I just want to say that Uthando Lwangempele music video is coming out on the 13th of August. It has been a song that people have been bugging me about.
Yes.
Saying, why do we not have visuals for this song? It's so good.
Yeah.
And so we actually did the visuals. They're beautiful. They match the song. And Uthando Lwangempele directly translates to true love. And it was basically me wondering, what do I do? What do people do when they're in love? Because I remember asking my friend, if you're in love, do you wake up at the middle of the night and stop thinking of the person?
Yes.
Because that's what I said in the song. I was like, oh, I think people who are really in love wake up randomly at the middle of the night. So I then said, like, all types of things that you do when you're in love. You start laughing alone, you start waking. It's all these really just cute things that I wrote down in Zulu and then created a song called Uthando Lwangempele. The song was done in studio with Umthunzi and Sino Msolo, and we did it from scratch. I'd already had it in my mind how I wanted it to sound, and they made it come alive for me. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Let's hear the song, and then we'll hear much more from Azana. Her album is called Ingoma. If you haven't got it by now, I think most people do. You've got to get yourself a copy of this one. It is the World Show. Kaya 959. Wow, how beautiful is she? She is with us, the lovely Azana. And that is definitely one of my favorites as well. Uthando Lwangempele. Azana, the album is Ingoma. It's an absolute gem. And of course, she is joining us right now. Azana, tell me a little bit about the making of this album. I mean, I definitely hear the Sun-El musician touch. Tell us about the making of it, who you were working with. You spoke a little bit earlier about African Puppy and others. But yeah, tell us about it. Who was working on it?
So the making of my album was a very, I like to say, natural journey. Like everything just came together, and everything was at the perfect time. I would go into studio, and they would be just the person to make the song come alive. I worked with Claudia and Kenza a lot.
Yes.
I worked on tracks such as Weirdly Kaya and Using Isige. I worked with Sun-El musician there. I worked with Umthunzi and Sino. I worked with Estone as well on a song titled Ungixolele, which means Forgive Me. And it was just a whole lot of men I find that I'm able to gel more with men. And so this album just happened really just smoothly for me. It was very fun. And with songwriting, I'd already knew Sino and how good of a songwriter he was. So I would say that I actually learned a lot from even being in the space with them, with Mthunzi and Sino, writing as much as they did and listening to their unreleased music as well, and also their released music. I came there, and when I was in that space, I wanted to just do more. I wanted to write better. I wanted to be a better vocalist because they were such good people. So it wasn't just me writing and beats being made. It was a realization of art that was around me and what I could do with my art and talents. And that exuded from the people that were where I was actually during my album. Yeah, so it was a lot of people involved. There was also Paul with additional music.
Yes.
He was adding the finishing touches with piano. There's also Tuffy for Your Love. We were there in studio. Interesting enough, Ngizwe and Your Love were made in one night. So that
amazing.
A magical night.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was very liberating for me to write down things that I think of and let people listen to it and sing along. It was beautiful.
It's got, you know, there's something about this album that's got such a vibe. Of again, when I listen to your vocals, there's this almost effortless quality that you have. And even as you're talking about this, and for me knowing, talking the way you're talking beautiful things you said, but knowing that this was your first album, it's almost like you know, you just instinctively know what to do. It's quite amazing to imagine that at the age of 19, being your debut, you've brought us this kind of fluidity. And I think, again, I must acknowledge that that's in you. But one of the things that I love about this album, and in fact, about the work of some of the others that you worked with, is that although a lot of the people you mentioned are into dance music or house music or variations of that, what I find about an album like yours is that this is, for me, if I just met you and I said to you, you know, if somebody said to me, what music does she make? I would have said contemporary African music, because it's got all these different nuances. So besides Beyoncé, where do you get all these nuances from? Who are the artists that inspired you as you were growing up, or even now?
Artists that inspired me growing up was Msaki. Msaki was more of a new inspiration. Right before I went into the industry with my album, I was listening to Msaki on blast. But I also listened to Lera growing up. There was a CD here at home. I think my dad bought it. It was a concert from Lera.
Yes.
And it had the 2009 is the year to shine. And I loved how she matched Zulu with English, and I was like, oh wow, this sounds beautiful. I can't wait to write like that and mix the languages, because, you know, I just liked it. So I liked how she sang and what she said when she sang. And also, what also inspired me was that she had a lot of things that she spoke about. She didn't only speak about love.
Yes.
You know, she spoke about having a great day every day, you know. That was a feel good song.
Yes.
Feeling good. So yeah, I was also inspired by that songwriting aspect. Who else did I listen to? I remember listening to Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
And I loved her voice so much. It was so rich, and the seriousness of her lyrics I also liked.
Yes.
Who else did I listen to? Brenda Fassie, of course.
Of course.
I feel like with a woman like Brenda Fassie, you don't even say that you listen to her. You say, well, we heard her in the streets growing up.
Yes, she's in our blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even a child that's 6 years old will sing a Brenda Fassie song and you'll be in awe. You'll ask, how do you know that? And they don't even know how they know the song.
Yes.
She's just living on forever. So those were my inspirations growing up.
That's amazing. In fact, talking about Brenda, you know, I can play her in any country and people will get up and dance. You're absolutely right, yes. But you speak about these artists, you know, and I'm thinking, well, even Lauren. I love it when Lauren performs, but Lyra as well. And these art and Msaki, these artists, not only for me are great recording artists, but also performing artists. Do you feel you also learned aspects of performing from them? Like you said, you were watching Lyra.
Oh, yes. I loved the way that she sang and the way that she danced and how also she was able to maintain her voice while moving. That I was also very inspired by. I feel like as an artist, it's very important to be a good performer as well. That's just my view. And I feel like I have so much to learn from these ladies, and I'm willing to go the extra mile to try and get there as well. I want to get to a point where I'm running from point A to point B on stage in my concert, and the note is okay. I don't sound like I'm about to die, you know? So it's part of the journey. I'm very excited, but yes, they did inspire me vocally and also physically to always be on top of my game and ready to jump up and down. So I like that. They do inspire me.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And in fact, you know, again, when I was listening to your album, I was, now that you say Lauryn Hill, I didn't think of her, yes, but it makes sense. But definitely Msaki, Lyra. And I look forward to one day, maybe you'll bring us like a pure acoustic album as well. That would be so interesting.
Oh, yes. That's sounds beautiful. I've actually thought about that. I should definitely make it come to life.
Absolutely. But for now, we've still got so much more to explore of this album, Ingoma. And the next track, let's hear it for the next track, Ngikolele, featuring S-Tone. Tell us about this. Tell us about working with S-Tone.
This is such a beautiful story. It's simple, but it's beautiful. So there was a beat that I had heard from Claudia and Kenza, and they just wanted me to jump onto it. So we got into the studio and I started dancing. It gave me a very African vibe. So I started dancing and the song was made within probably less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
It just flowed out of my mouth and mind. And when S-Tone came and he wanted to join the song as well, it just happened so fluidly. I didn't even feel like I was making a song. I felt like I was being myself more than anything. I was just like doing what I came here to do.
Yes.
And that was to express myself. And I think as an artist, we sometimes look at those times for granted where you actually went into studio and you loved the beat so much and it didn't feel like work. So I definitely feel like Ngikolele is one of those songs where it was maybe the best time of my life. I won't know now, but it was a very beautiful feeling. I felt very free.
And it's amazing because what did I say to you earlier? There's a sense with these songs that there is an effortlessness, and that is so beautiful, but it's still got that purity, the crystal clearness of purity. And I love that. And S-Tone, obviously our brother coming from Swaziland.
Oh, yes. S-Tone's from Swaziland, and he's actually singing in Swati. The first time I heard S-Tone's thing, I thought it sounded weird because it sounds like Zulu, but he's actually Swati, so I'm confused.
Yes.
And then later on, I actually got to know that Essence from Swazi.
Yes.
I felt so sorry. Like, I felt so bad. I felt so bad, not sorry, bad, because I was thinking he can't speak Zulu properly, but no, he's actually Swati. So
yes.
All the Swati people understand and they know.
Yes.
So, yeah, Essence represents.
But I love that nuance, you know, overlaying the Swati with the Zulu. That's part
beautiful.
Of the richness. Yeah. Let's hear this track in... Oh, you say it for me because you're going to pronounce it so much better. Thank you so much. Featuring Estone, she is the beautiful Azana, and the album is Ingoma. Kaya 959. Absolutely beautiful. I'm sure you agree with me. You've got to get yourself a copy of the album. It's called Ingoma. And she is the beautiful Azana. And that one, Ingi Kolele. Yeah, featuring Estone. Beautiful. I think you agree with me. And please do send your comments, your feedback. I know I've been getting some amazing, amazing responses. Not only to the album, but also to the words that Azana is speaking. Beautiful. So now, Azana, you released this album. Did you release it during lockdown?
Yes, the song was released right after we knew what COVID was, and it was a very scary time. And I was really nervous because I thought maybe so many people were not going to pay attention to music since they were going through so much, and we're still going through so much. And what I found out with time is that people are actually using the music to heal. So there's songs such as Goodbye and Ithemba, which talk about hope.
Yes.
And Goodbye says, Aphelela malanga okudumala, which means that sad days are over. The best thing if I say goodbye.
Yes.
And I leave it all behind. In times like these where people are losing their jobs and people are losing people that they love and businesses are crashing, you can only have hope, you know? So the music really was very relevant.
Yes.
And even though it was COVID and I was really nervous to get it out there, it was a great choice to just release it and let it do what it did.
It's absolutely, and it is. It is a form of medicine. And I remember, in fact, playing the opening track, which we'll play just now. And when it was released, and just thinking, wow. In fact, I think it was on one of my Sounds of Healing shows. But, you know, it must have been quite something as well, because surely as an artist, you release an album, it's your debut, you want to go out there, perform, see your people. So that must have also been kind of a setback for you in a way.
Oh yes. What I get a lot when people actually see me going to perform or they see me on their screens, they're like, oh, is this you? Is this Azana? Because they've heard the music so much, but I haven't been performing the song physically that much.
Yes.
So, and that's because of COVID. And also, it's also because I'm in school, because I'm a student.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was a setback for me. But as long as people are receiving the music, for me, is good enough, because it shows that it's getting there. Like, people are sharing the music. They're sharing the songs when they have to. When they like something, they go into the internet and they repost it on Instagram. And that's literally advertising that I didn't even ask you. But because people love the music so much, it will get to where it's supposed to go. So a lot of setbacks with COVID, but a lot of positivity as well.
Well, one thing you know, people are going to be dying to see you when we start having live performances again. And they're going to be singing along. That's also going to be the joy.
Yep.
Yes. But also, you know, in terms of that, and during this COVID period, the music has certainly inspired us. But what did you do, or how did you keep inspired?
How do I keep inspired? With
you know, particularly in this time that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say because I'm an overthinker and I think a lot, I definitely am always inspired to write because I question things. I question why certain things happen in my life, for example, and why certain things happen in the world itself. So when I think, I write, and that's how I stay updated with my songwriting. And also how I stay inspired is listening to other musicians and other artists and and trying to see how they express themselves and how they're able to make themselves express themselves even better. And I try those ways as well. For example, I was speaking to my driver yesterday when I was going home, and he said because he writes and he writes plays, he was like, whenever I come up with an idea, even if I'm driving, I feel like pulling up and just writing it down in a piece of paper so I don't lose the train of thought. So I entertain my thoughts. That's yes. what I'm trying to say. It's entertaining your thoughts and making them valid enough to put them on paper. That's how I get inspired.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I want to make sure that we squeeze in three more songs, and I've been hounding you the whole night about goodbye. And I think you explained it. That's why it's such an important song, because it is a song of hope. So, so beautiful, yes. Let's play this one and then a couple more. We've got more coming from Azana. The album, of course, is in Goma. I'm Nikki B, and it is The World Show. You see, it is Kaya 959, but you see how absolutely beautiful she is. And of course, she's with us now. She's Azana. That is Goodbye, featuring African Papi off the album in Goma. And thanks to those who've been writing in. Thanks to Boitu Melo, who says, thank you. I am blessed, truly so blessed. Thank you for having Azana tonight. Thanks also to Lucky for being there and saying, what a voice. And there is just so much love coming through on different social media for our beautiful Azana. Now, Azana, did you ever imagine that you drop this album and you're at number one on the Apple charts?
I didn't even think of the number one parts. What I thought in my head was that we're going to release an album and hopefully it does well, and the people will appreciate the music, appreciate it. But then I then got to actually look at the whole thing of releasing music, and that artists are actually trying to get to the charts because it's their job and they want their music to get there for recognition and appreciation. And when I was part of the charts, I was like, oh my word, I'm very grateful for this. I wasn't expecting it.
Yes.
But what I do know is that we do deserve it because you really worked hard for us. So when people really do work hard, things like that happen. So that's the one thing that I learned. It wasn't expected, but we do deserve it.
You absolutely do deserve it. And I think the main thing is also the fact that, you know, it's not just that you reach, as you say, number one. And that's not the reason why you did the music in the first place, but it's an added bonus. But I think in this digital age, especially as we consume music more and more digitally, it's things like being at number one that really does share your sound with the world. So on that, on that note, and obviously from this, you've gained hundreds of thousands of followers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But from this, do you ever think of expanding the horizons? We've got to see more of you performing here across the country, but also in terms of sharing your music with the world.
It's so interesting you ask that because a day ago, I was actually recording something really exciting that is not only based in South Africa, because the aim is to expand and let other people from other nations also hear my language. And also, even if it is English, also my Zulu as well, and my identity and how I dress with my identity as well. So I'm so excited to share that with you guys. It's a big surprise and it's coming soon, but I'm very excited. Yes, aim is not to only be here. I'd really love to be seen in other places as well, and also just see other artists who don't speak languages that I speak.
Yes.
And try and sing in other languages as well with the help of those artists. I think it would be a really beautiful thing to just, like, open up my mind to so many other things that are waiting for me out there. And with time, time will tell. Everything will happen that is supposed to happen.
Yes. And also, I think, you know, it's not just about, I think more and more we have a global experience because of the digital age. But it's also, it's not just about, I think it's so important for our artists to be recognized on the biggest platforms they possibly can. But I also feel that the world needs to be hearing music like yours, incredible sounds coming out of South Africa. And as you say, in that way, sharing your language, your culture, and just the vibrancy of what we have here.
It really does. It makes me so happy to hear that. And it also makes me happy to know that there's artists that are doing it so well, even in this time. And I'm so grateful to be an artist in South Africa at a time where Amapiano is played in the UK, you know?
Yes.
And it's actually taking over there, and people are looking at Africa and they're like, wow, Africa is the place to be right now. And I'm in Africa as well. So it's a very beautiful space to be in. We're definitely growing as artists.
Yes. Now, I have to play a couple more songs. The next one is Sikalela. It really touched me, this one as well. Tell us about it. I don't know. I think it also touched me because it's Women's Day.
Yes. Sikalela is saying, protect me, Lord, basically. It's kind of like a prayer-like song. So whenever you feel like you are being attacked, or maybe you're going through the most and there's no help, people that you trusted, you no longer trust, and you just feel alone and you feel anxious, you can always just listen to this song. It's a very uplifting song. And in the song, I felt like I was singing, but I was shouting.
Yes.
And I was just asking for help, and I was saying, please protect me, Lord. Basically, that's what it is. And I like to add this. I also like to say that with this song, I didn't say God is who. No, it was just a song saying my Creator.
Yeah. So
assist me in this, in this circumstance that I'm facing, in the situation right now. It's a prayer.
That's beautiful. And it doesn't matter what religion or creed you follow,
yeah,
it can be relevant as well. And I felt that, and I love also the groove on it. It's got that almost like, a marching kind of groove, you know? I could see a whole group of people singing this and walking along.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Azana is with us. I'm going to share two more tracks with you off her album, and Gorma. I just couldn't resist. Wow, yes. The beautiful Azana on the World Show on Kaya 959. The track is Sikalela, and of course her album is Ngoma. Azana, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Absolutely. Again, I listened to that song and I cannot believe you were 19 when you recorded and released that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You must have a very wise and old soul. Thank you for bringing us such a beautiful album. And I've got to share with people, but this incredible woman is studying law at the same time as bringing us these incredible sounds. So best wishes for your studies, but what musically are you working towards next?
Thank you so much for having me, first of all. Like, I really appreciate it. And with you taking the time to play my whole album means a lot to me. Thank you. Basically, what I'm working on right now is not only school, but whenever I get free time, I'm always in studio. And whenever I'm in studio, I don't sleep. So definitely new music coming up.
Great.
But before I give you guys new music, I would like to just say thank you with one last music video for the album, and that is the Thandelwang Impela music video that is going to be dropping on the 13th of August. So, yeah, after that, we venture on to new things, a new journey, and we're still going to be appreciating Ngoma. And yeah, it just carries on. The journey is just beginning. It's like there's so much to do. There's so much, so many people to work with and so much music to release.
Yes, thank you so much for your work. And I'm going to end the feature with the first song that drew me to your album, actually. And I played this one quite a few times on the World Show. It's the opening track, Okoko. Tell us about Okoko. It's also a prayer, I think.
I think it's so beautiful that he's ending with this one. Okoko is actually the first song in my album. And in this song, it's a prayer-like song because I'm speaking to my brother, who is now my ancestor. I grew up knowing that ancestors watch over us,
and yes,
they help us achieve things that we feel like is beyond reach. So when I was starting this album, I got really emotional because I felt like I needed help, and with my relationship that I had with my brother, I imagined him being there with me when I was recording.
Okay.
So in this song I say, which means say hi to those who are before you, and just let them know that I'm asking for light in this path. And it was just recognizing him and letting him know that I'll never forget you. You're a part of my life and I love you, and I know that you're here with me.
That's so beautiful, and I think so pertinent, because so many people have lost loved ones, and the song, I'm sure, touches so many of us. Thank you for sharing that very special story. Thank you for joining us, and I've just got to make a mention here of Wellington sent a message, and he says, thanks for the lovely program. Also, thanks for Azana. She's such a young, great singer, very musically rich and mature. Absolutely agree completely. I know there is much more love on social media. Oprah's Child just saying she sings so beautifully. Just so much love coming through. You'll check it out. Thank you, Azana. I look forward to having you on an ongoing basis on the World Show. Let this be the first chapter of us chatting together.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That sounds beautiful. Thank you for having me. Have a great night, Nikki.
You too. And once
again, everyone at home.
And once again, make sure you enjoy yourself tomorrow. It is Women's Day, of course. So happy Women's Day.
You.
Yes. Thanks, Azana. Here is this beautiful, beautiful prayer. Okoko.
The World Show with Nikki B on Kaya 959.